DeepEnglish.com.
Patterns can be broken. Active speaking, part C. Sean continued to beat the odds when he was released from prison. Did Sean continue to beat eggs when he was released from prison? No, Sean didn't continue to beat eggs when he was released from prison. Sean continued to beat the odds when he was released from prison. He got a full scholarship to law school and became a lawyer. What kind of scholarship did he get? He got a full scholarship to law school. What did he become? He became a lawyer. He is now a professor of law at Georgetown, one of the highest-ranked law schools in the country. Where is he now a professor of law? He is now a professor of law at Georgetown. Is it one of the lowest or one of the highest-ranked law schools in the country? It is one of the highest-ranked law schools in the country. Sean had proved the judge wrong. He was able to change. What had Sean proved? Sean had proved the judge wrong. What was he able to do? He was able to change. He now works to help other criminals prove to the world that their past doesn't equal their future. Who does he work to help? He works to help other criminals. Does he work to help other criminals prove to the world that their past doesn't equal their future? Yes, he works to help other criminals prove to the world that their past doesn't equal their future. Patterns can be broken. Transformation is possible. People can change. What can be broken? Patterns can be broken. What is possible? Transformation is possible. Who can change? People can change. Sean's story inspired Tara Simmons. Who did Sean's story inspire? Sean's story inspired Tara Simmons. Unlike Sean, she did fit the pattern of someone who is at risk of going down the wrong path. Did she fit the pattern of someone who is at the risk of going down the wrong path? Yes, she fit the pattern of someone who is at risk of going down the wrong path. The deck was stacked against her from day one. What was stacked against her from day one? The deck was stacked against her from day one. She grew up far from the idyllic small-town middle-class childhood that Sean had. Did she grow up far from or close to the idyllic small-town middle-class childhood that Sean had? She grew up far from the idyllic small-town middle-class childhood that Sean had. And she also lacked the support of a stable family. Both of her parents were drug addicts and drug dealers. What support did she lack? She lacked the support of a stable family. What were both of her parents? Both of her parents were drug addicts and drug dealers. At the age of 13, Tara was living on the street. At what age was Tara living on the street? Tara was living on the street at the age of 13. For a short time, she was forced into prostitution until she was able to escape. What was she forced into for a short time? She was forced into prostitution for a short time. What was she able to do? She was able to escape. Tara was surrounded by drugs, gangs, and abuse as a child. What was Tara surrounded by as a child? Tara was surrounded by drugs, gangs, and abuse as a child. With the environment she was raised in, it's no wonder she got in trouble with the law. Why is it no wonder she got in trouble with the law? It's no wonder she got in trouble with the law because of the environment she was raised in. She shoplifted, got into fights, and got involved with gangs. Did she shoplift, get into fights, and get involved with gangs? Yes, she shoplifted, got into fights, and got involved with gangs. At the age of 15, she had a son. She wanted a better life for him, so she went back to school and finished high school. How old was she when she had a son? She was 15 when she had a son. Why did she go back to school and finish high school? She went back to school and finished high school because she wanted a better life for her son. She wanted to prove to her son that they could work hard and succeed. What did she want to prove to her son? She wanted to prove to her son that they could work hard and succeed. She got a scholarship to college, and after 6 years, she graduated with a degree in nursing. What did she get? She got a scholarship to college. What degree did she graduate with after 6 years? She graduated with a degree in nursing after 6 years. At the age of 22, she had a job and bought a house. By all appearances, she had beat the odds. At what age did she have a job and buy a house? At the age of 22, she had a job and bought a house. By all appearances, what had she done? By all appearances, she had beat the odds. She'd overcome the obstacles of her abuse-filled childhood and was successful. Was she successful? Yes, she was successful. What did she overcome? She had overcome the obstacles of her abuse-filled childhood. Everything was smooth sailing until one day she went out on a date and was raped. She was traumatized and angry. Was everything rough sailing or smooth sailing? Everything was smooth sailing. What happened on the date? She was raped on the date. How did she feel? She felt traumatized and angry. She told a friend who had gang connections what happened to her. What connections did her friend have? Her friend had gang connections. Her friend told her to call the man and they would get revenge for her. Why did her friend tell her to call the man? Her friend told her to call the man and they would get revenge for her. She was angry and wanted the man to suffer, so she called him up and invited him over. Why did she invite the man over? She invited the man over because she was angry and wanted him to suffer. Tara's friends beat the man with baseball bats. What did Tara's friends do? Tara's friends beat the man with baseball bats. She was arrested and spent 8 months in jail. What happened to her? She was arrested and spent 8 months in jail.